Well, hey everyone, welcome to The Drive. We've been talking about the battle, the war, like spiritual battle, and which happens to those who believe, right? We're talking about different contexts or different locations in relation to these battles that we have. On Monday, we just talked about it generally, but then Tuesday, we talked about the battle at work. And today, I want to talk about the battle at home. The battle at home. Now, we don't, whether you have a family or a spouse or you're a single parent with kids, like, there's a battle at home. Now, we don't want to say, yeah, I'm always battling at home. Like, we don't want that to be the reality. But the reality is, underneath a roof, when there's more than one person, that's like a group of sinners getting together. And so there will be opposition, there will be difficulty, especially if the people who are under the same roof are believers. Because the thing that the enemy loves is when believers argue, when they battle against each other. He wants to take those who are on the same team working together, and he wants to rip them away from God, and he wants them to battle and get in arguments and be broken down and be stressed out and just give up. And this happens at home. That's why our home is, it should be like a sacred place. It should be, in that sense, it should be like our church home. Like our church home, which we're going to talk about tomorrow, should be a place where we go, and it's a hideaway, it's an alcove, it's a place where we get together and gather together and get refreshed and encouraged in God's word, and then pray for one another and get built up. That's what our home should be. Our home should be that sacred place where we come together and are united. But at the same time, we have to fight for that. Like, it's not just going to happen automatically. Just like in marriage, you make a commitment to stay with your spouse forever, through thick, through thin, through it all. Well, that's the same thing that happens and should happen in the home. Like, this is my home. This is my commitment. And we're going to work through whatever battles that we face. We're here, and we're going to be shelter. This is our shelter. And that's one of the things someone told me before I stepped out. We stepped out to plant this church, Calvary Chapel Mobile. They told me that your first church plant is your home. Like, that is the place where that you need to invest in and pour into and spend time in. Don't neglect the home. So in that sense, really, home should be a sacred place where the Word of God is, where prayer is, where encouragement is, where safety is, where protection is. Like, the home, it's a beautiful thing. And I don't want to neglect my home. I don't want to leave prayer out of my home. I don't want to leave God's Word out of my home. Like, even with our kids, I have to fight to remember, and I'm just being 100% real here, I have to fight to remember to read their devotions to them, to, you know, I automatically, like, I pray for them. That's one of the things that we have a healthy spiritual habit of praying for our kids before they go to bed, and oftentimes, like, singing a worship chorus or whatever, checking them in. But oftentimes, and I'm convicted when it happens, but my wife's like, did you read their, you know, devotional? They each have, like, the little devotional Bibles. And I'm like, oh man, I can't leave that out. Like, I don't want to leave that out. I want that to be a priority in our home, God's Word. I want it to be read to our kids, me and my wife, as we share with one another what God is speaking to us, the scriptures that He's sharing and He is giving us, like, that we're encouraged in, so we can in turn encourage one another. And having our home be a place of refuge and solace, and a place where we're mutually encouraged. But it's a battle. It's a battle because the enemy wants to leave all that spiritual stuff, quote unquote, out of the home. Like, don't worry, don't think about all that. It's a waste of time. You could be doing way more than that. You could be having fun and doing, you know what I mean? Like, he'll deceive us into thinking that it's not a huge blessing and a joy to be focused on the things of the Lord when we know it is. It's amazing. There's nothing like it. It's so good. But it's a battle. It's a battle to keep the spiritual flourishing in the home alive. It's like me and my wife were horrible with plants. On the West Coast, we would get plants once in a while. We got a couple. And we wouldn't take care of them, and they would die. You know, basically, plants, our home, our apartment was a place that plants came to die. And the same thing happened with our fish. At one point, we got a fish tank before we had kids, and we got, I think it was seven to nine fish. And they started dying off quickly. Pretty soon, they were all dead. And we realized that one of them, one of the fish, would basically, I don't know, like a hired hitman was like killing the fish one by one. We found out later. But it's like if you don't take care of plants, right? If you have a house plant, you don't take care of them, they're going to wither away. They're going to die. They're not going to last long. Well, our spiritual life needs to be fed in that sense, in the home. We need to be watered by the Word of God. We need our nourishment to come from the precepts that are contained in God's beautiful and perfect Word. And so I think that one of the main ways to fight against the things that want to take the spiritual side of our household out is to open the Word, man. Get into the Word. Because the Word is what's living and active. And that is what's going to bring life to us. That's going to help us to see. That's going to help us to fight the battle that is raging in our minds, in our hearts, and in our lives sometimes, you know? Maybe even the oppression or the depression that we face. It's the Word that gives us hope and reminds us what life is truly about, you know? So in the home, it can be a battle, but rest upon the precepts and the statutes and the words from the Bible, from God, to us. We need those words. We need that assurance. We need that hope that only God's Word can give. We need to be reminded. You know, it reminds me of Jesus in the desert. He used Deuteronomy, he used God's Word over and over again to fight against the wiles of the devil, the temptations that the devil was throwing at Jesus, right? He didn't just say some philosophy or some opinion. He threw at the devil, at the enemy, God's Word. And at that point, the enemy gave up and tried to go to the next temptation. And Jesus used the Word again. And he fended it off. And he tried to tempt him in a different way. And he fended it off. You know what I'm saying? So it's God's Word that really we need to use. And I say this now and then because I have to remind myself. Spiritually, we must use God's Word as a weapon. God's Word as a weapon. Not to harm, but to protect. Not to hurt, but to help. God's Word is a weapon to fend off temptations, to help us to get level-headed when the battle causes unsettled hearts and wavering. God's Word is the constant in our life that speaks to us, that helps us, that reminds us what truly is important in this life. And so, yes, there's a battle in the workplace. And I say, pray, seek God throughout the day in your workplace. There is a battle at home. Seek God. Read His Word in the home. Make prayer a priority under your roof, the place where you live. You know, make it a sanctuary in that sense. You know, your first church is in your home. The first ministry you have is with your kids, is with your spouse. And it takes work. It does. It doesn't just happen. It takes a concerted effort, an intentionality that needs to happen on a consistent basis in your home. Your home should be like that safe place where you come together, not where you're torn apart, but where you come together and fight against the enemy, the flesh, and the world, rather than fighting against one another, you see. That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So make sure that your home is truly like a sanctuary where you can come and rest and get refreshed and get in God's Word and be settled, not be in turmoil or in chaos, you know. we should be able, in that sense, to let our guard down at home, right? To pray with one another. And I would just say, make sure that that's happening in your home. And if not, well, maybe there has to be some readjustment of some priorities. Maybe there has to be a serious talk and some serious deep prayer about things that need to change in order to make your home a sanctuary, a place where you can get built up and encouraged, not the opposite. So it could be a battle, but remember, you have victory knowing that God is on your side, that He's with you guys, that He's protecting you, your spouse, your family. And so take heart in those things. Well, God bless you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. Talk to you next time.